fairground attraction there with Perfect. We are coming up to 28 minutes to 12. And of course, hang around after 12 because we have our afternoon program, which has got some great music from 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and now. Now, of course, two of the largest issues in the US today are healthcare and the cap of trade issue. They're both are very important issues for Australia, and joining us today to talk about that is Mr. Craig Isherwood. Good morning, Craig.
Yeah, morning, Tracy.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. I've just come back from Brisbane, actually, this morning.
Oh, well, there we go. Because you're the National Secretary of Citizens Electoral Council of Australia.
That's right, yeah.
Could you tell us about this issue that's sort of come up and everyone's sort of gone, whoa, what's going on here? Are we going to be going down the same track? Are we going to be facing these same issues? What are we doing?
Well, yes, we are. What's very important for people to realise is there's a phenomenon happening right now in the United States called a mass strike. And a mass strike is where the people organically sort of rise up against their government, and it's not controlled by anything. It's just people realising the government's out of control. So what President Barack Obama has done is insisted that the US government implement healthcare cuts to the tune of $1 trillion. Now, you have to understand that he's just given the banking system $23 to $24 trillion, and now he's saying we have to cut healthcare to the American population. And he's actually modelled his legislation on a piece of legislation that was written in 1939 by Adolf Hitler called Tiergarten 4. Now, it's actually word for word the same legislation. Now, this legislation set up a panel of so-called experts or medical professionals who would decide who would get medical care and who would not. And that's what President Obama has actually trying to force through the Congress, is the same sort of a committee. Now, we are associated, that is, the Citizens Electoral Council is associated with statesman and physical economist Lynn and LaRouche in the United States, so we've been watching this extremely closely, and actually we've led the fight in bringing to the public's attention the fact that these sorts of policies that Barack Obama is actually promoting is exactly the same as Adolf Hitler's genocidalist policies against the German population, whether they be Jew, Gypsies or other. But what's worse is the legislation that he's proposing is designed to limit, if not cut out, demographically, any health care for those who are under the age of 15 or over the age of 50, because the rationale is that only those between, once you get the age of 15, then you can be productive for the workforce. And, you know, after you get after 50 years of age, you become more costly for the workforce. So everything under his legislation has been reduced down to a cost-benefit analysis. And as well, even worse, people with disabilities are written off, basically selected to die. Now, this is incredible that the US government under Obama would do this to his own people, and it's provoked this mass strike. And you have literally thousands of people going to town hall rallies and angrily denouncing their local House of Representatives candidate or senators. And this is all over the internet. You can see it all over YouTube, and we're starting to get reports here in Australia. Now, Kevin Rudd has just taken, received a document handed down by the National Health and Hospital Commission, the NHHC, which is recommending a type of a reform called case mix. Now, case mix was championed by Jeff Kennett in the 1990s. And what it basically does, it says that we'll give you money for certain classes of medical care. You will divide up patients into diagnosis-related groups, and we'll give money to more people, to different groups. And particularly, what this does, it targets the elderly in this country. But also, Kennett had a already predetermined idea of cutting healthcare in Victoria by 10%. So we've had a disaster here in Victoria in our healthcare with enormously long surgery waiting times. We've had people go to hospital not getting treatment. Drive-bys have increased here in Victoria because of the lack of hospital beds. And the Rudd government is looking at this sort of scheme for the federal system, if he decides to take it over. As far as the cap and trade is concerned, cap and trade is based here in Australia. It's called the Carbon Pollution Reduction Scheme, and it treats carbon dioxide as a pollutant, which is absolute insanity, because carbon dioxide is not a pollutant, it's plant food. But the intention of the global environmentalist movement is to reduce the world's population from the 6.5 billion people we have now to below 2. And I think the champion of this particular idea, it's not a new idea, it's been withheld from the Australian public for quite some time. In fact, no one ever talks about the fact that what has been promoted is actually a genocidalist policy. Now, for example, Prince Philip, who is the founder of the World Wildlife Fund and the Australian Conservation Foundation here in Australia, he said that in the event that I'm reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. Well, that same idea of reducing the population is what's behind the carbon trading scheme that's being introduced into Australia, because the effect is basically a monstrous tax on industrial production and agriculture, which is going to have the effect of reducing food supply and reducing production, industrial production.
You're saying that the Rudd government is looking they're considering at this stage, aren't they? They haven't made any definite no's or yeses, but they are actually considering going the same way?
Well, the healthcare policies, the intention, again, so what's governing this is the idea the world's overpopulated and therefore we have to reduce the population. And also you have the problem of the global financial crisis, or what we could, it's actually a disintegration of the financial system. It's much more than just a crisis. And Mr. LaRouche has said that at the end of the fiscal year in the United States, which is the September the 30th, that within the first 2 months of October, you are going to see a complete breakdown of the monetary and financial system, a disintegration in the United States. Now, Mr. LaRouche forecast the last massive crash on the 25th of July 2007. He forecast what came to be called the global financial crisis, which people like Kevin Rudd and Julia Gillard and others said no one could have foreseen this happening. Well, we did, and we forecast it, and we've been talking about it for many years, that if you reduce the physical economic support for the economy, that is, you take away the support for physical economic production, that is, don't spend money on actual real infrastructure like your healthcare, your education. You don't build infrastructure like high-speed rail systems, bridges, and support the physical economy. And you instead put a lot of money into speculative activity like derivatives trading and financial aggregates such as collateralized debt obligations. A lot of councils have bought into and lost their money, and we've seen these managed investment schemes. What you've seen is a move into a casino economy rather than a productive economy. And when you do that, you actually create a scenario where you'll actually have a massive crash of the system. And that's what Mr. LaRouche forecast, because he is a physical economist, not just your ready monetarist type economist. He's a physical economist and looks at the policy direction that has to be, or that is being followed by, or is not being followed by governments, in the actual support of the physical means to support populations.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Craig Isherwood, who's National Secretary of Citizens Electoral Council of Australia. Craig, have you got a website or something that our listeners can get onto and follow exactly what's going on at the moment? Because it is sort of a little bit worrying when you sort of look at a couple of the things that you have been talking about.
Yeah, what we talk about, Tracy, seem to be quite out of left field, but for thinking people, they sort of feel a bit worried about the way things are. Now, we have our website. It's www.cecaust.com.au, or a free call number, 1-800-636-432. And if people like to give that a call or jump onto the website, we'd very happily like to send them a copy of our last New Citizen, which has just come off the press, and goes through these issues in detail. And people can get to see and make some sense of some of the things that they're sort of filtering through in the media today from the US, as well as what's happening in Australia.
It is a very good idea to sort of get some information, because if this does come to hand where they say, look, we're looking at doing this, you will already know what this is. So hop onto that website. It's www.ceast.com.au, or call 1-800-636-432. 636-432. Your time, Craig. Is there anything else you'd like to let us know before we go?
That website is CEC, not CES.
Oh, did I say CEC? CECAUST?
That's correct, yeah.
There we go.
Well, that's fine, Tracy. Like I say, I encourage people to get onto our website, have a look, give us a call, and we can take people and set people through further. You know, these are quite frightening things that are coming up, and the best way of dealing with that is to look them in the face and know what's happening.
Well, that's exactly right. So let's get the knowledge before we get told we're doing something.
That's right.
Thank you very much again, Craig, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.